This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Just a note before we get going, this is split into two parts that drop at the same time. So if you listen to part one, dive straight into part two afterwards. Hello, welcome to Man Baggage. I'm Russell Kane. This is Lindsay Kane. And today we're joined by Andrew LePage, star of this season's Love Island. Man Baggage is where we normally get one or two men together. We try and work out how men's brains work. We discuss it. Sometimes it's serious. But I use quite a lot of humour because I think that's how men process stuff. I know it's unfashionable to say men and women are different, or even men and women exist if you're listening to this in 2030. But there does appear to be differences in how men process pain. They tend to use a lot more bantering humour. Even if they're crying the day before, they're joking the next day. We use it like Savlon. So that's why Man Baggage was established. And I mean, if you didn't watch Love Island, Andrew LePage had quite the journey on there. Happily fell in love in the end. I'm assuming it's still going well with Tash.
Yeah, going very, very well, yeah.
It was whirlwind, it was filmic, there was ups and downs. It was like a three-act thing. There was a horrible bit where it went wrong, then it went right again. There was a happy ending. It had everything you want from a love story. But there was a bit in the middle where a bit of forgiveness was required. So today we are talking about forgiveness, just to define what it means, because I think some of the female listeners might be struggling with what it means. Forgiveness is a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment, Lindsay, or vengeance towards a person or a group that's harmed you. That means release and let go, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Andrew, we'll come to you in a second, but Lindsay, do you think you've ever experienced that?
Shut up.
No, but I mean...
I've forgiven, but I think most women will forgive but don't forget.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true,
They
yeah.
always keep it in, like, the back of their heads. Not always, you know.
Yeah, but it like reactivates, like, you know, like a crystal that's still dangerous even though it came out of the earth about 1,000 years ago. It could still like poison you and give you chemical poisoning. That's what female forgiveness is like. If you accidentally spill like an activating solution on it, it's like, you're not forgiven after all, you fucking tit, Gary. Andrew, do you think men find it harder or easier to forgive than women?
I don't know. I think everyone's different, to be honest. I think for me, I do forgive. I know I've forgiven very easily in the past.
Sorry, I was going to say, what kind of things are when you're saying, because that's quite broad in general, what would you say, like, what specific things would you forgive easily in the past?
Like, maybe relationships and stuff like that. Like, I don't know, like, for example, like, in the past, like, I don't know, something would happen in a relationship and, like, I would just forgive them very easily. Not, like, not cheating or anything like that, because I would never forgive that. But, like, I don't know, just, like, arguments in the past or just something like that. I'm not a very argumentative person. I hate arguing at all. So for me, I'd rather just move on and just forgive. I'm not someone that likes arguing at all.
Do you think women are more likely to say they forgive but harbour feelings?
I have no idea, but...
Without realising... I'm not saying they're doing it on purpose. They're like, I totally forgive you without realising the She-Hulk is in there.
Yeah, I think so. I think they do. They do forgive and then they will probably remember it as well. But I can't say if that's like... a male or female thing. I wouldn't know, because I think some lads would be the same.
I think like women are more likely to forgive cheating in a relationship rather than a man forgiving a woman cheating. I think women are probably more tolerant
of what?
Not tolerant.
What, of men cheating?
Not tolerant, but I think it's more common. Is it more common of men cheating rather than women cheating? Because I think the men are doing it for different reasons. I think men would sort of do it more just to have sex, whereas if a woman's cheating, it's more because it's
feelings
attached to it. So it's
You said that.
It might have changed now. I think women are sort of being more empowered to do what they want to do, but I think not traditionally, but do you know what I mean? Like, I think men are more likely, oh, well, I just had an opportunity to have sex, so it's just sex. There's no feelings in it. Any holes are gold type thing.
It depends what you're forgiving, really, doesn't it? I mean, because like the age of social media has opened up a whole new type of cheating. So if you go online, Andrew, like tomorrow, and start liking some random girl's bikini pics, and you don't follow her or something, you know, a non-follow but like perv, which I didn't even know was a thing. I had to Google it before this. I mean, that's something like that's easier to forgive, isn't it?
Well, it's about as a woman. I think it's more about the intention. So I think
my intention was to bone.
No, but I think a woman, I don't know if you were to do like statistics on this and ask loads of women, I think would a woman be more pissed off if a guy had a one night stand or he was having an ongoing sort of text relationship with a woman, like finding out. Oh,
wait a minute, so I could shag a girl once, but as long as I don't text her.
I'm not saying that because you know I'd punch you in the face either way.
I don't think you should forgive either of those, really.
No, you shouldn't, but I think what would a woman find more hurtful? I know they're both equally...
Harder to forgive, you mean?
I know they're both, like, it'd be really difficult to forgive, but what I'm saying is I think as a woman... You'd be more hurt if the guy was like messaging her all the time and like taking the time to get to know her on a deeper level and I'm upset and she's confiding in your mind.
Like this through, Lindsay. Bloody hell.
No, I'm just saying, like, women do talk about stuff like that.
Okay. What about seeking forgiveness? Are you good at seeking it for yourself? Like, do you think there's something a bit... Go with me on this, Andrew. Something a bit feminine about seeking forgiveness. Please, please forgive me. Come on, please. Like it feels like a soft thing. These are all toxic things we need to process. I agree, but in 2022, at time of speaking, there's something sort of feminine about seeking forgiveness too earnestly. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, if I know I'm in the wrong, I will apologize, and I would hope that they can see why I did it and things like that. And whether they forgive me or not, that's completely up to them. But I'd always say how I feel, and like say and apologize if I've done something wrong. But yeah, seeking, like needing for them to forgive me, that's completely up to them. Like, you know, I'd always just do my part, and just if they forgive me, they forgive me. If they don't, then not very much I can do about it. But yeah, I had to obviously do that in the villa.
So for listeners that don't know, I'll try and give them the non-Russell Cain version. Love Island is a dating game where you're trying to fall in love and get paired off with someone, and there's a challenge in the middle where everyone goes on holiday to separate villas next door called Casa Amor. Sometimes the girls go, sometimes the boys go. It doesn't really make any difference because they dump a load of new people in there to tempt and make you stray. And the temptation was taken by a number of lads in there. And Andrew had, how can I say, a mild flirtation. And the viewer was kept thoroughly abreast of the action. And then when he got back, you realised your mistake. You realised you liked Tasha, or maybe even more, for falling in love with her. And then, of course, you had to make a confession that something happened in the other villa. And we watched you play out your forgiveness journey in front of us. What was that like, knowing that people are watching? Did it make a difference knowing people watching at home, or were you just doing it like you would have done it in St. Peterport?
No, I would have just done it how I would do it. Like, I wasn't going to change if I wasn't there.
Yeah, but knowing you're prostrate in front of someone asking for forgiveness and getting tearful, knowing that people are watching, it's got to enter your head.
I think you've just got, like, you've got to be yourself in there. You can't, like, think about that. But yeah, of course you're going to know cameras are watching you, and you think, oh, what the boy's going to think about this. But, like, for me, you have to put your pride, like, away to the side. And, like, I like Tasha, so it was, if I want her, I've got to do this, you know? I've got to tell her I'm sorry. I've got to tell her, explain my reasons why I did it and things like that. You've got to just put your pride to the side. But I can obviously understand for a lot of boys that would be very hard, definitely expressing your feelings. It's not something that lads really do. But, like, in there, like, I learned very quickly, it's you have to do it. Because on the outside world, like, when something bad happens, I'll just walk away, go deal with it myself, go to the gym or something like that. But in there, you can't escape. You've got to express how you're feeling, and you've got to just do it. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
How important, and this is to both of you, do you think the apology part is? Because that forgiveness is an equation which is balanced on either side. You have to seek forgiveness and forgiveness has to be given. But they're two very, very different processes. The seeking of forgiveness is wrapped up in the apology itself and how earnest the apology appears to be. So, like, particularly with men, I'm like, yeah, fucking, you know, I banged her. Chill out, do you know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Will wind a woman up even more.
So what is a woman looking for?
Like,
Andrew clearly got it right, so we can check in a minute exactly how he did it.
Yeah, but also, can I just say, you obviously had to do it because you did have cameras on you. Would you, if this situation was outside, would you have been honest?
Oh.
You had to be honest because it was on you.
Well, no, because the whole situation was Coco had told the boys and it would have got to her eventually. So, yeah, on the outside world, I would want it to come from me, not from anyone else. So I would 100% just straight away and gone told her. So, yeah, no, I would have done that. I would have told her straight away.
That's good. The right answer. But how,
okay, Lindsay, because this is something that I know we had a bit of a laugh about it, but it was serious, you know, that Andrew was upset. But how much information should we share in an apology? Because you could argue that Andrew provided slightly... There is definitely a cutoff where the detail and information is at optimal level. So, for example, I'll change the detail. You know, I was out last night. Something happened with a girl at a club. I went back to her. There was a one-night stand. I'm really sorry. Probably wouldn't be right to be like, I kicked the front door open. I'm sorry. I was kissing her on the couch. I'm sorry about that bit. I'm sorry. Then we bumped into the bathroom. I'm sorry. I chucked her bra and it went out the window. You know, how much detail does a woman actually want when a man is apologising? Because in the heat of the moment, I think Mr. LePage might have just overstepped the line with the famous quote, I sucked her tits and that.
But I think it's different. It's not different. Like, if you were to do it after us being together for 10 years, that would be a whole different thing. Like, your life would be hell. But
well, the majority of people listening to this might be in newer relationships.
That's what I'm saying. I think it is different in a newer relationship. It is.
But how much detail does a woman want? Because a man never knows.
I just think they just need to hear sorry and they want to feel like you mean it. You know, like, right, I'm sorry. You know, what more can I do? That's what the women don't want that. Like, we want you to feel like, I'm really sorry for hurting you. Like, you know, like they want to feel like that you're in pain because they're because you make them in pain.
That's exactly
even if you
what
don't believe
I did.
It, just pretend, just for an easy life.
No, that's exactly what I did. I apologized. I said I was really sorry. I just didn't give her all the details.
Yeah.
I did say I was really, really sorry, and like I knew straight away what I wanted. Like.
Do you think you made that slip up with that oversharing? Because when men are being apologised to, they do, well, I've been cheated on, yeah, and I know other guys, and they want all the detail. I want to know exactly what fucking happened. I want to know every minute of the night. I want to know all the detail. And the man has to sit there and process it all like a pervy film and then work out whether he can forgive you or not. So men do want that deep. They do want to see that you're hurting, but men need to. I need to know exactly. Was it an Uber Lux? You know, they want to. You want to know everything. Do you know what I mean by that? It's like men's sort of nerdy collecting football stickers auditing brain needs to know, like, they can't leave any gaps because men fill in the gaps with something much worse.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. We do. We overthink.
Can I ask a question? Has your missus sort of brought it up? Has she truly forgiven you, or has she sort of mentioned it since you've come out?
Oh, no, 100%. She's completely... We've done, like, TikToks on it. Where you can laugh about it. Like, people come up to us and just, like, licked her tit or whatever, or...
What was the exact quote? I licked her tit or whatever?
I licked her tit or whatever. But, like, she... Even on her, like, Instagram posts, I'm pretty sure she put one at the end of them or whatever. Like, so... We can laugh about it, which is good.
Yeah, that's good.
What's interesting, because I had a relationship where there was some bits at the beginning where, the trust was called into question, but we were already just official at that point. Do you think it makes a difference? Because you guys weren't official at that point, were you? You weren't like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm.
It's easier to forgive someone if you're just seeing each other. I mean, at the beginning, when we were seeing each other, I was banging like a tribal chief at a drum all over the shop.
We weren't official exactly. together, so I couldn't have...
It's all good.
But also, you got to remember, Love Island is not, it's not something you would do on a normal day. You're not going to go to another villa with six other girls to get to know them.
Yeah, I know. You will now, Andrew. Welcome to our world.
do you know what Russell does? When Russell's watching Love Island, he always like, oh, if I was in there, like, I'd do that and I'd go after her and I'd say this. I'm like, but you're not in there. Like, you always like, have like this dream of being in Love Island.
I get in trouble for playing along.
You're not going in there, so chill out.
Do you think you get better at forgiving people as you get older?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, things that would probably annoy me in the past, I'm not even bothered about by now. So yeah, you do get better. You do like get wiser and understand it's not worth it. Doesn't bother me anymore.
Controversial one. What about gifts when you're seeking forgiveness? Even if you've like fucked your mum off, or you fucked your mum and dad off, it doesn't just need to be relationships. You pissed your boss off, you pissed your girlfriend off, whatever. Is a gift a good idea? And I mean, the cliche is, I was a cunt last night. Here's a bunch of flowers. That's the cliche.
Yeah, but then the next time you buy flowers, then the woman will be thinking, oh, what's he done? Has he done something like to fuck up that I don't know about?
What do you mean if you just bought flowers ambiently?
Yeah, no. So the first time you fuck her off, and then you buy flowers as a gift, and then like 6 months down the line, you just think,
what if it's in the pouring rain? No, do you ever do that? Have you ever pissed your parents off or mates or anything like that and going, look, I'm sorry, I let you down?
With my mates, I'm not going to buy them flowers. But yeah. We'll probably go to the pub and I'll buy them a beer or something. But maybe for like exes, what have I done? Maybe, yeah, I've probably done the flower situation.
Do you reckon there's an optimal window between like sorry and like you don't want to be like a clown and go, I'm sorry, and bring the flowers out straight away?
Do that.
Is it like the next day, sorry, forgiveness, and then the next day, look,
I think a few days after and just be like, you know, I'm really sorry and you know, I just, you know, I truly mean it. Like,
this is what men need. They need instructions, Lindsay. We need specific instructions.
Even if you don't feel it, just pretend that you do. Just pretend.
So wait, you said we should bring flowers or...
No, like leave it a few days. So you know.
So do the admin part of the apology and forgiveness, get that out of the way, and then do like the showy bit a few days later to consolidate the gains.
Yeah, because then eventually the flowers die and then that part's forgotten. If you attach it to something that will stay around, like a bag or shoes, then every time they wear those bag and shoes, like I would be
see where this
thinking,
is fucking going.
No, but I would secretly think, oh well, every time I wear that bag or those shoes, I'll remember that issue, that, you know, that thing that you did. That's how I would think.
What about tears, Andrew? If a girl comes to you and she's pissed you off or got something wrong, do tears help or hinder the situation? Because people have strong reactions to tears, particularly men. I see a lot of men going, don't cry, I don't want to see a tear, and they'll walk out. Gary, David, Lee,
and walk out. If my girl was crying,
yes. Yeah, so if a girl's coming to you, I'm really sorry, and turns on the waterworks. I think the waterworks
that probably
security.
Helps.
Yeah, it does, but it also it helps achieve a quicker forgiveness. But maybe it's a less real one, because if you're turning on like tears as like lubrication for the apology, you're not focusing on the information. Like, you're in a sort of damage control firefighting situation, trying to stop the girl or boy crying.
Yeah.
If it's a boy apologising to you, I'm not sure tears are helpful. I think if you've got something to apologise about, try and hold it together.
Yeah, I think, yeah, if someone that was crying, like, I don't want to see anyone cry. So, like, when if someone was crying and forgiving me, I'd probably forgive them, like, quicker. Just because I'm like, I don't want to see you cry, I can see you're upset. But, yeah, you're probably right. You don't focus on the actual points. You just focus on them that are upset and crying. So
yeah, I think some women can, you know, I mean, I don't. I'm a crier anyway, just naturally. I cry at everything, like when I get frustrated or anything, but I think some women give us a bad rep because some cry on cue just to get forgiveness quicker.
So. We create one, that's what our daughter's like.
Yeah.
All right, guys, forgive me. We're going to take a short break there. That is the end of part one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.